Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm trying to stay warm, though.
You're cold?
Well, it's weather. I feel like I'm back north. I'm in Chicago. It's cold.
Not Kansas?
No, not Kansas. Not Kansas. So, Lee, I understand if you wear your pajamas inside out tonight, it might snow.
That's
Have you heard
it works.
Of that?
No.
My kids believe in that. You wear your pajamas inside out, and it's supposed to snow. So, wear your pajamas inside out.
All right, I'll try.
Tell your son.
I'm sure they were wearing pajamas today's pajamas day at his school.
We need pajama day at the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Maybe next week.
Maybe.
This is some of your favorite people are here today.
Some of my favorite people are here today talking about a great cause and a wonderful event that we have coming up. Taste of Dunwoody, February 1st at the W Hotel, 7 to 10:30. If you haven't gotten your tickets, you better get them now because, first of all, we have a drawing for a limousine ride that night that seats 30 of your closest friends. Lee, you know 30 people.
No, but did I win?
I don't know. We're drawing on Friday, but you never know. You could bring 30 of your closest friends. There's a fog and light show, a laser
cool.
light show inside a limousine.
Man, can't wait.
Go figure. It's huge. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Now that I know I'm going to win.
Well, you never know. You never know. I hear you know some folks. Speaking of knowing some folks, whenever I think about healthcare and my kids, I feel so fortunate to have Children's Healthcare of Atlanta so close by. Fortunately, haven't had to use it all that often, but it sure is nice to know that it's 10 minutes away from my house and really has some of the best medical care in the country. I feel very privileged this morning to have Dr. Tom Burns joining us. He's the Director of Neuropsychology and Clinical Operations and Development of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. The reason Tom's here this morning is really to talk about the neuroscience program at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta because the funds from Taste of Dunwoody are benefiting that program at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Dr. Burns.
Thanks, Amy.
Tell us a little bit about the neuropsychology program and where the needs are, maybe how it's been developing.
The neuroscience program at Children's has been a focus over the last year and a half. We've developed four primary areas that we're trying to focus on in both research and technology. They include neurotrauma, which is kids with head injuries and head trauma. Also, the neuro-oncology program, which is brain tumors, and that's in combination with the Aflac Center that's already been an area of excellence. The epilepsy program and also the neurospine center are both two areas that we're also focusing on. It's primarily been an area that we're trying to develop the research and also the technology and imaging and genetics.
What usually comes first, the research or the technology?
In the case of Children's, the clinical has certainly been an area of expertise, and now we're trying to round out the research. So we're now actively engaged in hiring new physicians, bringing researchers to the community to try and help contribute.
When you talk about technology, can you highlight some of those things that you're talking about when you mention technology?
Sure. We recently added an intraoperative MRI, which enables us to image the brain of the children that we treat while they're in the operating room.
Wow.
And we've found that even in the short time that we've had this technology, 30% of the kids are receiving different types of treatment that they wouldn't have received if we didn't have that technology to begin with.
So in other words, if a patient goes in for some type of surgery on the brain, they have to seal the brain up and then go back in for an x-ray without this machine, is that correct?
Yes, they would close, the patient would be then brought back to the recovery room, and then the imaging, the MRI scans will show how the surgery went. Now we're able to do that while they're in the operating room and make any adjustments so that a second surgery may not be required.
Gosh.
So they can, on the fly... Just
yes.
Adapt
in real time. Yeah.
Wow. That's huge. I mean, I can't imagine having my child put under a second or third time. That seems like a great resource to have. Are there other intraoperative MRIs in the country?
There's three. There's one in Boston. We're the one in the Southeast that is kind of pioneering this technology for pediatrics. The interest in it has been great because it's over time, we've developed other programs that have kind of sprouted off this initial technology, looking at cortical thickness, looking at functional MRI, all within different areas of the neurosciences program.
When a child comes into the hospital, are they typically coming in because of an injury or some genetic reason?
Could be both. there's, in the case of the easy ones that, that people probably associate are things like car accidents and you have a head injury. But it can be something that is genetic. It could be a brain tumor. You could have epilepsy. And now we're even looking, expanding of probably where more of the focus has been on the brain. We're now going from the brain and the spinal cord.
Mm-hmm. You know, for given the human body, it seems like we know so little bit about the brain. Can you tell us a little bit about the research that's being done?
Sure. We've recently started some NIH studies that have been looking at, one is with epilepsy and functional MRI. There's also other studies that are in the process now looking at, I mentioned earlier, cortical thickness, where we can try and predict and help prevent things like strokes or grand mal seizures, clinical events that cause dramatic change in neurological injury, and hopefully to be able to prevent it before it happens.
How many kids are affected?
There's the numbers are growing. If you look at, for example, the tumor population, since 1999, we've treated over 350 new brain tumor patients. What's of interest now is in the next 2 years, we'll have over 120,000 new children coming to this area that is a huge growth center where many of the other major metropolitan hospitals in the country don't have the kind of growth that Atlanta has.
Right. You talk about that. You talk about the patient population in pediatrics in Atlanta. I don't know that everybody understands that Children's Healthcare of Atlanta is a non-for-profit hospital. Could you speak to that a little bit, Tom?
Sure. What that means is the money that is raised, the money that is donated, any of the money that is made filters back into the system. And it's viewed in Children's that this is a community resource. So events like the Taste of Dunwoody or Friends when they raise money, we hope that that money is then going to get recycled back to help the kids that are in our community.
It's so important to support your community. Dr. Burns, thank you so much for being a guest with us today and enlightening us a little bit more on the neuroscience program at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We appreciate all you do for the community and all you do for our children. From that, I'd like to introduce Pam Koch. She's the co-chairperson of this year's Taste of Dunwoody. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Pam.
Hello, Amy. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your involvement with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and your Friends Group.
Well, the Friends Group is a community group for Dunwoody area, and we have been doing the Taste of Dunwoody today. This year is going to be the fifth year for our event, and I've been involved with it for the full 5 years, and this year co-chairing again, and I look forward to it, February 1st.
Does the event always benefit the neuroscience program?
You know, in years past, Lee, they've had different areas of emphasis where they're trying to grow the hospital. The Aflac Cancer Center, they've had events that have actually benefited the cancer center. This year, like Dr. Burns was saying, there's really a need to grow the neuroscience program. So usually each year they'll designate a specific area that we allocate funds for, and this year it happens to be the neuroscience program. Pam, tell us a little bit about the event, and for all of our listeners that have never been, maybe you can highlight some of the fun points.
Well, if you're a true foodie for Atlanta, you know Atlanta has such wonderful restaurants from all different cuisines. And we highlight the restaurants in the Dunwoody, Sandy Springs, actually expand a little bit to the Sandy Springs area. But we're looking forward to having close to 30, 35 restaurants at our event. And each restaurant is kind enough to donate food samplings, several food samplings for each restaurant. And you go around and enjoy their specialties from all those different restaurants, from dessert to entrees to appetizers, your favorite desserts, and even this year we're going to have some specialty announcements too.
Yes, we will have some special announcements this year. We have a guest coming, and I'm not even going to tell you who it is, but you got to get your ticket and come. So, Pam, are there other community events that you're involved in to raise money for, or is Children's Healthcare of Atlanta just your main focus?
From the community standpoint, my heart is dear to Children's Healthcare. I have children myself, and luckily haven't had to use any of the specialties that they offer here, but knowing that it's one of the best hospitals in the United States, for that matter, my heart is dear to that community event.
So we talk a lot about the restaurants and community support. It's so nice to have restaurants that participate that are local.
That's right.
And we have the privilege of having Alon of Alon's Bakery in the studio this morning. And for those of you that don't know, Alon is going in where Eatsy's was, across the street from Perimeter Mall. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Alon.
Thank you.
Alon, tell us about your inspiration for your bakery, your current location, and your expansion into the Dunwoody market.
Well, we've been in business for 15 years, and that's probably a dream of mine since I was 16. I got in the business when I was around 20. I went to culinary school, and my goal was to have my own bakery. And come from there, it ended up being a market. And basically, I'm a food lover, and I'm a pastry chef by trade. And it's kind of something that happened, developed over the years.
So when you first started Alon's, it was just a bakery, and
it was just
customers said, we want more stuff?
Well, I said I want more stuff. I started basically my dad, myself, and a couple of counter girls. So that's how I started when I first opened. It was a small 1,300 square feet and worked really hard. And after a week, I realized that it's not going to be enough me in the kitchen. So that's when I started hiring people. Today we have about 75 people working just at that one location.
So are you still out in the kitchen?
Absolutely.
Every day?
Every day. Six days a week.
Your wife is there too. I've seen her.
Yes. My wife runs the show in the front of the house. She's the one who knows the names and the people and what they like, what they don't like.
So tell us, what makes Alon's different from other bakeries?
Well, I think that we strive for perfection and we try to use the best ingredients we can and try to bring, you know, great quality. I think that's what it's about in any food establishment. And, you know, of course, everybody try to do it good. I think, you know, that's what we try to do anyway.
So what's your specialty? You have a favorite item that you like, maybe that customers don't like as much as you, that you want to encourage them that you keep trying?
I don't know if I have a favorite. The favorite kind of changed by the week, you know. Every time I, you know, tried everything else, now I'm looking for something new, so we're doing something new, you know. And
so you're always innovating? You're always trying new things?
Yeah, whatever always means, you know. You don't always have time to
do
it like every other day, but, you know, every once in a while, I would say, you know, we try to come up with something new and refreshing.
Do you watch the food shows on TV?
When I have time.
You have a favorite? Anybody doing something that you're like, wow, that's pretty clever?
Well, I like to watch Ramsay, you know.
So take us through the experience. If someone walks in the door to Lawns, take us through, you know, I've been to your other location, but what are some of the highlights? You have different departments. Can you highlight those?
Well, we have basically quite a lot of department, and that's going to bring us to the new location. You know, at the new location, we're pretty much going to have anything you can have in the pastry world. Today we have, you know, we have the breakfast pastries like croissants and danishes. We have breads, desserts. We have prepared foods. We have a retail section where we sell different retail items. And moving to Dunwoody, we're adding gelato that's going to be made on site. And we're making chocolate. And chocolate is kind of the big thing that we're doing because we're actually building a special room that we're going to produce the chocolate in there. It's temperature controlled and humidity controlled, and it's going to have a big glass so you can actually watch us making chocolates over there.
Very
so that's
cool.
Kind of the big highlight about that
Tell us about the cheese and the olives. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
I forgot about the cheese. I'm sorry.
Oh, the cheese is unbelievable. If you like cheese, you've got to see this amazing cheese selection.
Yeah. Cheese is something also that started about probably, I would say, 60 years or so. And we started by just having only few pieces of cheese because we didn't really have the setup. And once we started, you know, kind of the last expansion, we really got a large case where we can store a lot of different cheeses. Today we have about... It range anywhere from 100 to 140 different kind of cheeses from basically all around the world. And, you know, we try to keep, you know, artisan cheeses. We don't, you know, you can't find the sandwich-type Swiss cheese, but, you know, you'll find a lot of, you know, nice cheeses from around the world.
The one thing I loved about my experience at Alon's was the different people in the departments. When I went to the cheese department, I got an entire education on cheese, you know, that whether it's from sheep or goat or cow, and then it has to do with the what that animal has eaten and then how it's actually made. It was really, really neat mm-hmm. to talk with some of your folks. They seem very well educated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You do spend a lot of time training.
Yesterday we had a manager's meeting, you know, and that's one of the things we talked about, you know, that knowledge is everything. You know, if you know about stuff and you tell your customers about right. it, they're educated, they want to buy it, you know.
And
they,
passion, too.
Yeah, of course. So that all reflects to the customer, and I think that, you know, that's probably part of the success story that we have.
Mm-hmm. And the coffee, tell us about it.
Well, you know, I think in general, basically, you know, everything we have, we try to reach to excellence. You know, we don't want to do something if it's not really
halfway.
Great. Right. I mean, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it. It's like chocolate. When we started chocolate, you know, we did a few chocolates and we did some boxes. We've done it for 2 years now. And then finally, you know, when we move, we said, well, we want to do it all the way, you know. So that's how that comes about. And that's how we grew, basically, you know. Every time we want to take it to extreme. So, you know, we use the Baddorf Bronson coffee brand, and we use the John Martinez coffee, and those are very good quality roasters. And
do you roast it? You don't roast.
We do not roast it. We buy it from those people, and they just do a very good job. And we get it weekly, so it's always fresh. We don't get it from Italy or from anywhere else.
Right.
Freshness is extremely important.
How about the wine?
The wine, we actually. We have
a vineyard in behind the store, right? Small.
Exactly. We hired a new sommelier, Alan Ford, someone who used to sell us wine years ago, and he kind of joined us now, and he's going to be running our wine program. And we have it in North Island, and we bring it to Dunwoody, and we'll have a pouring license as well in Georgia, as you may know. You need to have a pouring license and a package store, which means that you can sell full bottles, but we'll be able to also open them. So you'll be able to actually taste the wine, and then if you want it, you can also buy a bottle. So
you'll be having tastings? And
yeah, we'll have tasting. We have lots of plans. You know, it's going to take some time to do all of it, but that's where we are.
So what's the best way for someone to reach you if they're interested in learning more?
To reach Alon's? Well, the web, you know, is something we're very proud of our website. You know, it's been around since 1996. We always had a website since then. And in the last few years, we added the e-commerce. So you actually can order online and get good information. And we're just looking to get better and better with that, because I think that today most people have access to internet, and you can look at pictures, you can read about it, you can get all the information.
Can you pre-order and just go and pick it up?
Absolutely. Wow. People do that all the time, absolutely.
Do you do catering?
Yeah, we do lots of catering, and we're hoping to do a lot more up here in Dunwoody. And that's you know, also part of the reason we moved to a second location that is larger, because we just need the space to be able to execute.
And now you can reach up North Fulton Corridor.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you travel a lot? Where do you get your inspiration for all these various dishes?
Well, some things I bring from home. You know, I'm from Israel. I'm from another part of the world, and some of it is influenced by that. I travel to Europe quite a lot. You know, about once a year I'll be there. Then, you know, this year I was in Italy. I was in Paris. You know, I get magazines, books. I try to keep updated.
And Ramsey. And that covers it, right?
Ramsey is more about the attitude and understanding the real life in the kitchen, that it's not always, you know.
You said that you had a background in pastries. What's your favorite pastry to make?
I don't know if I have a favorite. I'm not, I like a lot of different things, you know. I like as simple as a Napoleon, a good Napoleon, fresh, just made, you know, to...
Black and white cookie? No.
That's my wife. Janine loves black and white cookies.
Yeah? Wow. Well, thank you so much for being our guest today. And more importantly, thank you so much for supporting Taste of Dunwoody and Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
What's the website?
Absolutely.
Can you give us the web address?
Yes. It is www.alons.com, ALONS.com.
I cannot wait. What's the magical date?
We praying for February 7th.
Good. Well, we'll go easy on you. But in the meantime, we'll taste your wonderful goodies at Taste of Dunwoody on February 1st. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you.
So, Pam, are you excited about Alon's?
I know. I have the sweet tooth and the chocolate factory. I can't wait to taste that. Chocolate and red wine, those go good to me.
And you've got to check out the olives, too. Lee.
I know. You're fired up about those olives.
I'm so fired up about that and the cheese. I really like the cheese. When I went to the other location, I could have spent hours there.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm excited about the gelato.
Are you?
I like gelato.
Do you? I don't know that I've ever had gelato.
Really?
Oh, you've never had gelato?
Is it icy?
It's better than ice cream.
Yeah.
And better than sorbet.
Really?
It's kind of in between.
Yes, exactly.
I think I've been living a sheltered life.
I think so.
We need to try some.
I don't think they had gelato in Kansas.
Really?
No.
Maybe you can start. Do you have any family in Kansas, though?
I do.
Maybe they can start a gelato place there?
I grew up on Dairy Queen.
It's not Dairy Queen.
It's not Dairy Queen.
I don't think they have it there. You can't make a Blizzard.
You guys are too much. Well, speaking of the community, it wouldn't be the same without having Jeff Trump in the studio this morning. Jeff Trump is the owner of Brooklyn Cafe, one of my favorites, and also a very big supporter of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Thank you for being with us this morning, Jeff Trump.
Thank you, Amy.
So tell us about Brooklyn Cafe. And actually, let me back up a little bit. You have kind of an interesting restaurant background. Can you give us the highlights of it?
Well, it's I guess it's all I've ever done. But mainly, my partner and I were with Houston's for a long time, 16 years. And it was just time for us to probably do something more intimate, more in the community, something that we could touch every day rather than the big corporate restaurant.
How come Houston's has such great service, and no other restaurant can like copy that? The big chains.
You know, philosophically, it's a wonderful group of people, and I would say that they try to evolve every day rather than trying to reinvent every couple of years. There's a passion to get better every day.
And that menu is so limited, although there's always things on there that I like. I mean, that's really the key of Houston's, I think, is they've limited the menu, but their specialties are so well-liked. But on to your next adventure. You are the owner of Brooklyn Cafe and have been for how many years?
We bought it 2 years ago. It was primarily Italian, as it's been known for, and we've completely revamped the dining room and the menu. Kept the name. It was a little bit of a landmark, and the only signage was on the awning, and we couldn't afford a new awning. So,
kept the name. Now, how? So, was this your first foray into like kind of an independent restaurant?
Certainly, in ownership. Correct.
So and was that scary?
It's certainly scary when you don't have the big corporate cash flow behind you. Absolutely. But we also, you know, going back to children, the reality is my partner and I both have children. And, you know, when you work for yourself, you have the opportunity to actually control a lot more things, even though you're working more when you work. And
right.
And also my boys are at the age where they're going to start working. I believe strongly in that. Actually, they already do.
Are they like 7 or 8?
They're 13 and 10. Yeah. Uh-huh. And one is 1 year. He's just turned a year old, and he'll start working next week.
Yes.
But I want them working with me. And, you know, if you come by on Saturday night, you'll see Jack and Sam. They both have menu items at the Taste of Dunwoody. Jack will be there with me serving lobster bisque, and it's very much a family deal.
Have you changed the menu at all?
100%. Everything's different from, you know, the menu changes seasonally. I would say, like, as Ilan mentioned, you know, you try and work on something new every day, and the reality is you try to set the bar high, and you want few things to make it, but hopefully the things that do make it will be home runs.
I've noticed some of your staff has been with you a very long time. How do you keep your staff happy? That always seems to be a big issue with the restaurant business.
You know, it's a huge issue, actually. I don't know. I'd like to think that they're happy.
It's just you just need more kids, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, that's yeah. When I need more people, I just I take a night off, so to speak. But you know, I think you know, they could work probably at another restaurant, a corporate restaurant down in Buckhead or something, and generate more in sales. But they like the intimacy of the neighborhood. You know, when our guests come in, they know our staff. But more importantly, they know the table sitting next to them. It's like a, you know, it's almost like Cheers, obviously, except for it's a restaurant and the focus on the food. But, you know, you walk in on a Friday and it's difficult to get the guests from the door to their table because they stop at every table on the way and they know everyone. And for me, you know, that hits my heart. Again, coming from a corporate machine, at one point I oversaw nine of them. You know, you don't really get to know the people that, that you're working so hard to serve. And I think that the neighborhood location, the neighborhood restaurant, we call it contemporary neighborhood cuisine, but I think that that's where people like to go as well. People comment on that all the time, that they like to see, you know, I'm always there or my partner's always there, so they know, you know, who's overseeing what they're eating.
Right. Now, how do you see Sandy Springs as evolving?
You know, I love Sandy Springs and Dunwoody. I live right on the edge of the two, and I think that they're both great places to be right now. That all sort of happened by default, but I've always lived on that north end, I guess, for the, you know, the schools and the communities, and I think that they're both evolving terrifically.
Yeah, it's definitely a growing community, and you are sitting in a great location, too, just the neighborhoods around you, and it's so nice that you support the community, and I would like to let everybody else know that Brooklyn Cafe, if you have not been, you've got to go and check out the food, check it out at Taste of Dunwoody. What would you say is your specialty?
Well, we sell a terrific amount of crab cakes, artichokes, lobster bisque, and short ribs right now. Are actually doing terrifically well.
Short ribs.
Yeah, we buy an all natural organic beef out of Washington State, and we've just figured out how to braise it all day long, and it's awesome. It's my favorite thing right now.
Is there any seasoning involved?
There's a lot of seasoning involved.
Are they like dry rubbed or what?
No, they're it's a boneless short rib, and we braise them all day long in a red wine rosemary sauce, so to speak. So they're just tender as can be, just melt in your mouth.
Gosh, it must be lunchtime because my stomach's growling just thinking of all the great food. Well, thank you so much for being part of our show today, Jeff.
What's
Trump?
The best way for someone to get a hold of you? Your website?
Well, you know, you could go to the website. We update the menu on there. I would like it to be a little more savvy. It's actually one of our goals for this year. Or just stop by or give us a call.
What's the website address?
It's brooklyncafe.com. And we're right, again, over in Sandy Springs, right just off of Johnson's Ferry and Sandy Springs Circle.
Right.
Do you guys do takeout?
We do. We do everything at this point in time.
You're going to order lunch? Is that what you're trying to
do? No, without a kitchen. I'm looking for all these opportunities to do takeout.
Sure. Call ahead. People do it all the time.
Excellent.
Sometimes I deliver to my neighbors. If you have a baby in my neighborhood, you get a free meal from me.
Really?
Aw, yeah, that's absolutely. Nice.
That's big really big fan nice. Of kids.
Yeah, you just want them to work for you someday.
Well, sort of.
It's recruiting. It's a recruiting ploy.
It starts very young.
Son of a pediatric surgeon. It's been in the blood for a long time.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for supporting Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And come to Taste of Dunwoody February 1st and taste what? Lobster bisque, you said?
Yes, lobster bisque.
Now?
We'll see if we can pull that off in that kind of scale.
Right.
Cooking for 500 is an interesting chore. Yeah.
A few more ribs.
But we had tuna last time, and we wanted to do something different. So.
Well, that sounds great.
That's what we're thinking about.
Sounds wonderful. I'll look forward to that. Well, Lee, are you hungry yet?
I'm ready.
All right. So, Pam, any other last-minute thoughts, comments, anybody else we want to thank?
Well, we want to thank all the restaurants that have are going to be featured at our event. Coming in less than two weeks.
Is it sold out?
Not sold out yet. So many people wait till the last minute, and I hope people don't wait too long this year because we probably will not be selling tickets at the door. We really want to get all that taken care of.
Once it's done, it's done, right?
Exactly. We do have a fire code, and we've also committed to the restaurants, 500 people. So that's kind of where the tickets end.
And where can people get tickets?
They can get tickets at www.choa.org/TOD. Must come to the event. We're announcing another event to benefit Children's Healthcare of Atlanta on that night called the Average Joe Iron Chef.
Ooh.
Yes, and you'll be able to pick up your application if you want to be the Average Joe Iron Chef. We'll be picking four. We've got a great panel of celebrity judges. We've also got some celebrities that will be paired with the four chefs that have been chosen that will cook with them. Yeah, some sports celebrities, some really cool Atlanta talent. it's going to be a fun event, and that is April 20th, also at the W Hotel. But we'll be announcing the kickoff and have some special guests helping us with that on February 1st. So stay tuned. And, again, thank you all for your contributions to help Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. It sure is nice to have the security blanket of having that in your backyard.
Right. Absolutely.
So and this is the end of our special Taste of Dunwoody show?
It is. So for now, I'm Amy Otto with Lee Cantor. Have a wonderful day.